souped-up paddle boards, custom rowing craft, carbon fiber sailboats all will be racing 750 miles from Port Townsend, Washington, up the coast to Alaska, which sounded to us a little bit like an aquatic, non-motorized version of Cannonball Run. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonzi has a preview of the inaugural Race to Alaska that starts on Thursday.
Jake Beatty's business card identifies him as the lead conspirator for the Race to Alaska. Beatty says the 750-mile boat race was in large part his idea, and one of his principles is to keep things simple with as few rules as possible.
Get a boat without an engine. Any boat, doesn't matter of size, number of crew.
Also, be self-reliant.
Meaning that you can't have prearranged support or boats chasing you around, fix you if you break. Start in Port Townsend, finish in Ketchikan. If you're first, we'll give you $10,000. If you're second, we'll give you a set of steak knives.
Everybody else gets a T-shirt. That's essentially it. The no motors rule leaves rowing, paddling, sailing, pedaling, or some combination thereof as the means to victory.
Embedded in the race is this sort of tortoise and hare bet between the choices that favor human power or the choices that favor wind power.
Most of the teams entered in the race plan to use sailboats, but if the wind is fickle, as it can be in June, Beatty says the race could go to a human-powered small craft. For example, don't count out a team featuring the former world record holder for pull-ups in a day.
There's one kayaker, a couple different ocean-going rowboats, and one guy on a stand-up paddleboard who's going to do the entire 750 miles.
Beatty says at least six teams had a boat custom designed for this race. That includes world-class sailors Joe Bursch and Dalton Bergen of Seattle.
We've broken those every time we've sailed just about.
I found Bursch and Bergen at Shilshul Bay Marina prepping a brand-new 24-foot outrigger sailboat inspired by a symmetrical Polynesian design called a proa.
Both ends of the boat are the bow and both ends are the stern, so it never tacks or jibes, which is what most sailors are familiar with. It just reverses.
Yeah. The boat is going to be a handful, and it's quite fast and quite powerful.
Some other unusual features of the sailboat include an auxiliary pedal-powered propeller and a coffin-shaped sleeping compartment the co-captains have already nicknamed the sarcophagus.
There's a tendency to look at some of these boats and say, why are you doing it? You should never try it in that, or you'll never win. Why are you doing it? And I think the opportunity to sail up the inside passage in a small craft and challenge yourself is, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
35 teams have entered the full race from Port Townsend to Ketchikan. Professional mariner Julie Jackson of Port Townsend has a similar answer for why she signed up.
Having a small crew on a boat, you know, you are responsible to those people and they are responsible to you. And being able to have a common goal that you're all working toward is really amazing. And it is an absolutely beautiful part of the world.
One way the organizers explain this event is as the Pacific Northwest's answer to the Iditarod, the famous Alaskan sled dog race.
Yeah, we've been calling it the Iditarod with a chance of drowning. or Iditarod with a chance of drowning or being eaten by a bear or run over by a freighter.
Jake Beatty figures the winner of the Race to Alaska will reach Ketchikan in less than 2 weeks, but it could be as little as 7 days. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi in Port Townsend, Washington.